Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, thank you so much. Come on. What is that? Seats. We have a bus here. Well, the bus isn't here. Where is the bus, by the way? You know, we had a bus get stuck in a ramp here. We had a church bus, and the pastor was driving. And they got stuck right in the ramp, and they all left, but the pastor was out there praying or something. I don't know. They couldn't get out. It was really wedged in there, too. But your bus did okay in the ramp?
Yes. Yeah. It was close. It was close, yeah.
So this bus came all the way from, where was your departure point, actually?
Rice Lake had started, stopped in Eau Claire, and then came here.
Rice Lake was the starting point? Was that for you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Well, how did they get you then? Where were you?
I drove from St. Paul to Eau Claire.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Pleasant drive?
Yes, no snow.
No snow, okay. So I started in Rice Lake, and who was it in Rice Lake then, first on the bus?
Right here.
Huh? Oh, they're sitting in back there now. I can't get to you guys. That's too far to go. Is it worth the trip? I'll come over and say hello if you... Any interesting anecdotes? Do you have any anecdotes or anything about the bus ride or anything?
The guy did a good job.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Bus rides go with time.
Okay. So how long then from Rice Lake to here then?
3 days?
Was a horse pulling this thing or what? 3 days on a bus pulled by horses from Rice Lake. What a world.
Terrible. Just like kissing your mother-in-law, it feels good when you stop.
Well, how long are you kissing her where it's even a question? I mean, that's really kind of a sick statement. I understand. Is your mother-in-law here by any chance?
She dead.
Okay, well, that really brings us to a closure on that point. Well, how are you guys doing? Pretty good, Dan?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you didn't come on the bus, though, right?
No, I didn't. I drove.
You drove all the way from?
Johnson Street.
Which goes the wrong way. It goes actually out of town. You take University if you want to come this way. Johnson actually just goes out of town in Madison. Yes.
I wish I had known that before I left the house. I was wondering why all the cars were like coming at me and no one was going that way too.
Oh, yeah. Because otherwise, you take Johnson, you have to go all the way around the world. And then you'll find you'll come back on University and you're back in Madison. Well, stand up here and people can see who I'm talking to. Come on, you're a young fella here. And how are things going? Pretty good?
Yeah, I'm a little overworked, but I'm fine.
What are you doing these days?
I work for the university, and I work here at the catering company.
Oh, you do, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
I'm Jake.
Hey, Jake. And so what do you do at the university?
I work in a facility called the Biotron, and I manage day-to-day operations of a research greenhouse.
A research greenhouse? Are you growing pods there that take over people's bodies?
Not that I can talk about.
Maybe you're actually vegetable matter. Is that possible?
No, I'm not. All mammal. I'm sorry.
That's a pretty cool job.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. And
were you trained in biotronics?
No, I was trained in biology and math. And I also worked in a greenhouse before, so I had some experience. And I actually got a job with my college degree.
I like that. It's a first. That's possibly a first. And what can you mention any of the strange things that you're growing out there, or can't you say?
There's some corn.
My God, corn?
I know.
Holy
cow. There's usually lots of potatoes. There's a plant called Arabidopsis, which is like the lab rat of the plant world.
No, really?
Yeah, and it's annoying. It grows everywhere, all the cracks in the concrete. You got to pick it out all the time. We got some rice. That's
why are you growing it if it's an annoyance? It's an invasive annoyance species.
Well, it's annoying for me, like trying to keep the greenhouse up and keeping it clean, because it grows in all the cracks in the concretes, and I'm always pulling it out of rooms with corn. But they're growing it for, I think they're
annoyance. Just for annoyance.
Yeah, just for annoyance. It's just to make my job harder. Yeah, that's it.
Feed for something? Or?
No, it grows really fast, yeah. And they use it for genetic modification experiments, and they watch how cells grow from the seed to a full plant. I'm not sure their exact experiment, and honestly, I don't think I could say if I did.
Well, thank you. That was fascinating. And that's. But he got a job. I don't care. I'm excited for it. Thank you. Nice to meet you. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Fabulous chance. You're going to win fabulous prizes. But before we can, we have to know who can. Are you ready? You need glasses or anything? You got those? You're good without glasses?
For now.
For now? Okay. Your name is?
Cheryl.
Cheryl will do the four disclaimers for us. Cheryl, take over.
The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Even Sam's Club doesn't have a partridge in a pear tree.
Well done.
Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try those hands at the What Do You Know quiz. That's right. Is this on? Yes, sir. Since you raised your hand and no one else did, you could well qualify for this quiz. Come over here. Let's find out. So far, no one has not qualified for the quiz, so it's unlikely. And you are?
Townsend.
Townsend?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
Where? Did you get on this bus ride here?
No, I drove.
Oh, you drove? Yeah. Did you drive to the bus and then come with the bus?
No, behind.
Oh, you're not with the bus,
no,
people.
No, no.
Okay. Townsend, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because nobody else raised their hand.
What a good reason. Walk this way, if you would. Ascend the stage, if you would. Townsend, have a seat right there. Right next to the emu. Don't be afraid. It's just a stuffed fake emu.
Okay.
Townsend, so what are you doing these days?
Right now, I'm trying to start my own business.
What business would that be?
A food truck.
A food truck?
Yes.
Oh, are you? Yeah?
Yes.
What kind of food are you going to have on your truck?
Right now, hot dogs, brats.
Hot dogs and brats?
Yeah, to start with.
Brats will sell around here?
Probably not. It's a hard sell.
Pretty exotic.
Yeah, it's a hard sell.
But your brats are different too, right?
They will be.
Yeah. What's special about your brats?
Well, I can't let all of that out. It's not
started. Well, lie yet. About something then that you can't tell me about.
They're going to be the most delicious brats in Wisconsin.
Yes. Are you going to grind your own brats?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
You know, after I go, deer hunting a couple of times.
How are venison brats? I never had a venison brat.
Haven't had them yet. But
yeah. I think they're kind of dry. You got to put other stuff in there.
Yeah, got to mix them up a little bit.
Little dog meat and whatever.
Yeah, whatever you catch.
Cat meat.
Whatever you catch.
Whatever you come up with down. And is that going to be here in Madison? Is that where you're?
No, actually, it's going to be Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee.
Area.
Yeah. Have you got a name for the most important thing? Is probably what you call your.
Yes, truck. I already have a name for it.
What's it called?
It's going to be called Dollar Dogs.
Dollar Dogs. And Buck Brats.
Well, just going to stick with Dollar Dogs.
Yeah, because you can't do
it. When I franchise out.
You can't do a bratwurst for a buck. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah,
not
it's hard to do.
Oh, sounds good.
Do.
Good luck with that. You got everything ready to go?
Going
to launch in spring?
Well, I got everything, but most of the financing is the problem right now.
Okay.
So,
and you want me to invest in this?
I'm looking for investors.
All right, we'll talk later, I'm sure.
We could change the name to What Do You Know Dogs.
Okay, that's worth something right there. That's worth a buck, probably. Townsend, someone out there plays along with you. They call in and they answer a qualifying question, don't they?
They do, yep. And if they want to play along, they dial 942, or rather 1-800-942-5669.
Okay. They're already on the line there, so I don't even know why they're saying you can call in. We already have. Let's find out why Ron called in for no reason. Hey, Ron.
Hello?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How the heck are you?
I'm fine. So what's the question then, Ron?
What am I doing today?
All right, I'll give you the question. I'm giving you a break this time, Ron. You're supposed to wait for the question, then you call in when you have the answer. Okay.
Okay.
No one ever does it, but that's the theory. The total cost of the 12 days of Christmas. You know, every year they do this thing where they estimate the what the 12 days of Christmas would cost if you actually had to buy those things. You know, the swans and the partridges and the pear trees and all that stuff. And this is a tough one, so I'm going to give you a multiple choice on this, Ron.
Okay.
Is it $12,000, $27,000, or $41,000 for all 12 days of Christmas? Not if you repeat it. If you repeat it, it gets astronomical. You know? But just the straight last day of the 12 cost.
What were the choices?
$12,000, $27,000, $41,000 U.S.,
if I get the question right, can you let the next caller do the quiz? Because I've done the quiz a couple times.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very nice of you, Ron.
I'm thinking 27.
You're right.
All right.
Nice talking to you. Bye. That means bye. That Shirley, you get to play the quiz thanks to Ron.
Oh, isn't that so nice of him?
Yeah, he's from Hubbard, Ohio. You're from Pickerington.
I am?
Yeah, aren't you?
I am from Pickerington.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you were unsure.
Near Columbus.
Yeah, so this is for Ron, I guess, or because of Ron. So that's pretty nice.
Okay, do I have to split with him?
Ron. Hello?
I'm ready.
Did you write that down? It took a while to write that down. Shirley, this is Townsend. He's your partner. Townsend, Shirley.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Good. I'm doing
wonderful.
Very well.
Let's chit chat can save for later. You know, we'll get to that. Okay. And Shirley, you want to invest in a bratwurst truck in Milwaukee? This is your guy here. So the two of you are a team right now. You work together.
Okay.
Okay. And
okay.
And then we have various categories, don't we, Bitsy?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Shirley, you pick the first category. What would you like?
Current events.
Okay. For $450, what can you order at Starbucks? There is something you can get at Starbucks for $450. That's a current event because it's seasonal. It's a gift type thing you can get at Starbucks. $450. Townsend, Shirley, talk it over.
$450 at Starbucks?
Yeah.
I go there all the time. I didn't see anything for $450.
That's a big bag of coffee.
Yeah. didn't hear about this, huh?
No.
Shirley, no?
Is it a gift box for $450?
It'd be a pretty big box, I think. I guess you don't have it. It's a platinum gift card. You can get the Starbucks Platinum card. $450.
No.
Okay, no one's impressed with that anyway, but I'm sorry. That would be...
That sadly is one wrong.
Oh, sadly it's
right.
Okay, don't worry. You'll come back to this. What's left there, Bitsy?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Townsend, what would you like?
Things you should have learned at school.
School it is. Okay. What is Avogadro's number these days? Avogadro's number. Avogadro's number.
I have no idea.
Avogadro.
Avogadro.
His number. He has a number, Avogadro?
One is the loneliest number.
Yeah. Not Avocado's number. A lot of people make that mistake. Avogadro's number. Shirley, Avogadro's
Shirley,
number?
I have no idea.
I definitely did not learn that in school.
Okay. It's 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. That's, anyhow, it's the protons in a gram, according to its atomic mass number of protons. That's Avogadro's number. I had to learn that in school. I'm sorry, but that would be...
No. They didn't teach that when I was in school.
Oh, they did when I was in school, though. I'll tell you that. And that's what's wrong with school today.
That would be too wrong.
We're not learning the numbers of Avogadro.
Correct.
Okay, too wrong. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. You can't get any more wrong, but you're bound to get right sometime. Okay. So what's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Shirley, back to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
People.
Okay. This is easy. Those gut instincts you have on the night before the wedding, are they spot on, just nerves, or from the aggravating rehearsal you just went through?
Nerves.
I'd have to agree. Just nerves.
Yes, just nerves. It's just nerves. Okay, that's good. So that's...
That's one right and two wrong.
All right, very good.
We're off and running now.
Yeah.
The categories left are places, science, or odds and ends.
Places, science, odds and ends. Whose turn is your turn?
Places.
Places, okay. All right, the leading states in orders from the adult Adam and Eve site. No. I'll tell you, it's... Well, never mind. I don't know where that came from. Okay, associate the drug with the correct color states. So you know, you got the blue states and you got the red states, okay?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. Associate the drug with the correct color states. We have the red states and the blue states, and we have the following drugs, meth and cocaine. So is meth a red state drug or a blue state drug? Cocaine is associated with a red state or a blue state. This is a fact. Talk it over.
Is cocaine associated with red state or blue state? I'd say cocaine is associated more with a blue state.
Blue state, then meth would be the red state?
Yes.
Shirley, you go along with that?
Yeah, I go along with that.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Okay, this is cool.
Yay!
All right. That's going to get a lot of calls from a lot of chamber of commerce across the country. But that's what they...
That would be two right and two wrong.
That's what I say. Yep. Okay. So this is it then. What's left?
Science or odds and ends.
Science, odds and ends.
I think it's Shirley.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay. Is ZURF, Z-U-R-F, a Scrabble word? ZURF. Is it a legitimate Scrabble word? Z-U-R-F.
Z-U-R-F.
ZURF.
Where's my dictionary?
No. Talk it over now. You play Scrabble, Townsend?
Sometimes, but...
Yeah. Shirley, ZURF. Z-U-R-F. Need an answer. Time's running out.
I'd say yeah.
So I'll agree with him.
Yes, it is. It's a Turkish coffee cup holder, obviously. Holy cow! What a comeback!
What a comeback.
Townsend, you'll enjoy the best of America's Dairyland with handcrafted organic cheeses and their perfect companions, selected by the evangelical cheesemonger at Formagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. Shirley, you can start all your days the What Do You Know way with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend Coffee and relax in the afternoons with smooth and tasty Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can play valet to the president with the Obama-rama dress-up kit, including a large magnetic Barack Obama doll, along with a fabulous array of clothing, hats, presidential seals, and more from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. In fact, you can take your own selfie with it. And celebrate more than 25 years of radio comedy with the faux silver Jubilee anniversary quarter portraying the founding father of small talk radio. That would be Michael George Washington Fellman.
Thank you very much, Townsend. Nice job. Nice to meet you. Shirley Hand, for a second, we'll get an address from you. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, don't go away now. Hold on.
Time is running out to get your tickets to our annual office party. It'll be a hoot here at Monona Terrace next week. There'll be plenty of nosh, nog, and polka. Tickets available online at notmuch.com. And while you're online, you can take What Do You Know with you with notmuch.com mobile, play the online quiz, listen to the archives, and purchase tickets all on the fly. Just bookmark notmuch.com on your smartphone or tablet. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, yeah. Public Radio International. Right. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international.
Oh, yeah.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Come on. A little louder, please. I can still hear myself saying...